You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear me call out the tippy top 18 things I learned from my baller podcast guest this year. Basically, consider this the spark notes from my first 60 episodes. Actually, feel free to steal these spark notes at partyinmyplants.com/sparknotes. I've turned these tips into a free downloadable PDF so you can apply this golden info into your life right this very minute. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. Even though I learned a whole bunch of awesome new stuff this year, including learning about a whole bunch of new products, some things stay the same. One of those things is my love for Sun Warrior Plant Protein, whom I'm pumped is the sponsor of this episode. If you've spent but a few secs skimming my Instagram or binge watching my YouTube channel, which you should, by the way, if you haven't yet, but when you do, you'll see that Sun Warrior Plant Protein Powder is the Kanye to my West, the bees to my knees, the Wilson to my castaway, something I wouldn't want to live without. When I'm looking for a way to make my smoothies actually fill me up so I don't need a follow-up snack a few minutes later after finishing my smoothie, I blend in Sun Warrior. Because I don't want to get bloated, gassy, or feel crappy after consuming protein powder, I use Sun Warrior. Because I'm not a fan of protein powders with weird, chalky textures and nasty flavors, I use Sun Warrior. See, it's no wonder I blend Sun Warrior protein powder into every smoothie I make and bake it into almost every baked good I bake. If you want some recipes for doing the same, head to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/partyinmyplants. Click subscribe and you'll get an epic, easy Sun Warrior plant protein recipe in your inbox every month. Woohoo! We are a full year of podcasting in, y'all. I don't know why I just said we, and I also don't know why I just said y'all. I'm very excited. My Southern roots are coming out. Okay, I have no Southern roots, but I do like country music. I hate to be cliche, but whoa, this year has really flown. And laughter really is the best medicine. And you really are what you eat. But seriously, this first year of the Party in My Plants podcast has flown. You know, before I started this podcast, I sent out a survey to all my newsletter peeps. If you are one, hey. If you're not one, hey, what you waiting for? Sign up at partymyplants.com/eat-more-plants. But okay, I sent out a newsletter asking them questions about what they'd want for this podcast. I asked them things like the length of episodes, topics, frequency, and the title of the show. I really wanted to call it the Hell Out of Healthy Show, but the vast majority said they liked the Party in My Plants podcast, so I went with the people. But I kind of think this really is the Hell Out of Healthy Show because most episodes don't even talk about plants. I mean, faux show. Plants are where it's at. Plants are the magic, the money shot, the catalyst for becoming your most energized, vibrant, happy, healthy self. But let's be real. A, how much can a person talk about fruits and veggies without showing fruits and veggies? That's what YouTube and Instagram and books are for. And B, there's just so much more to being a healthy, happy human than just eating plants. Because you know what I always say, you can't eat Brussels with a bitch face. You got to be a whole-rounded, happy human whilst eating your plants to really get your biggest bang for your broccoli buck. You got to take the hell out of healthy living. Okay, that said, I want to get right into the stuff I've learned from my first year guests, the spark notes from my first 60 episodes, if you will, which, like I said in the intro, I have turned into a free downloadable PDF, so you can apply this golden info to your life right this very minute by going to partymyplants.com/sparknotes. They're in no particular order, by the way. I don't know why that's relevant, but people always say it when they list things out, so I'm saying it too. Okay, number 18. Should I count up or count down? I'm just going to count down to add suspense, but I already said that they're in no order. So, never mind. I'll count up. Okay. The first thing number one, I learned from my podcast this year is that hypnosis is no jokesis, my friend. Building amazing new habits or breaking old lame ones is no laughing matter. Also, as Grace Smith taught us in episode 46, every single person can be hypnotized, whether or not you believe in it. All you have to believe in is the result you want, and hypnosis can help you get there, like on a magic carpet ride. I don't know. Terrible analogy. Also, not funny. Whatever. Hypnosis rocks. Next up, number two, is that plant oils are actually essential. Okay, maybe not essential, but freaking awesome. Like, you could live without frankincense and lemon oil, but why would you wanna? Since recording episode 9 way back almost a year ago with essential oil educator Casey von Eiderstein, I've been putting oils on my feet daily. I know. The foot thing was so weird to me too. Until she explained to me that in that episode 9, she said that putting a drop of essential oil on the bottom of your foot gets that oil into your bloodstream in 30 seconds and then gets into every single cell of your body within 30 minutes. Badass. I've also become completely dependent on my essential oil diffuser. I even bought a travel one for, well, travel. And I'm always diffusing lavender or some soothing blend in there for sleepy time. I still feel like I've only just scratched the surface with this whole plant oil thing, but this surface scratching is a very exciting in and of itself. Number three is sunscreen. It's a good idea. And it's an all the time kind of thing. Before episode 42, I really didn't know that the harmful UVA rays can get us even on cloudy days. They can move through our windows, through our car windshield. They reach deep into our skin and they do DNA cellular damage, like skin cancer kind of damage. They also just make us look aged, wrinkled, and all that unwanted stuff. I was also happy to learn that sunscreen doesn't have to be on the outer layer of our skin. Yes, this is an actual question I asked. No shame. You can put on a moisturizer with SPF and then layer on your makeup or whatever and still be protected. Phew, my goof. Wait, one more thing about UV rays. I learned in that same episode, number 42, that you can remember UVB rays because those are the ones that burn you, like give you a sunburn, you know, and UVA rays are the aging ones. Oh, yeah. Okay, the thing I learned, number four, is that it's okay to quit. And actually, peeps like hearing that they're not alone in their quits. In episode 39, I spoke about how, since I've been old enough to make my own decisions, I've quit a whole bunch of things. And some big stuff, too. I mean, I quit a sport that I've been playing religiously for over 10 years and still miss to this day. Basketball, baby.
Kobe.
I've quit jobs, friends, fears, I've quit beer. But in that episode, I talk about being a proud quitter, a strategic quitter, a healthy quitter. And peeps really seem to dig it, which is great. Because, like, sometimes the whole pain is temporary, quitting is forever mentality is just worth quitting. The fifth thing I learned is that a really simple way to look at clean eating is that it's simply about bringing in the foods we all need more of, no matter what else may be on your plate. Terry Walters said that in episode number 7. She said a lot of amazing things in that chat, including that really all foods can actually be clean, even pizza. If you make your pizza with minimally processed ingredients, that is, which is the name of the clean eating game. Sarah Adler reiterated the same thing in episode 41. Reiterated. I sound like a CNN journalist. Breaking news. No, but I mean, she did. She reiterated it. Sarah said, really, for whatever you want to have, there's a way to do it in a real food version. And by real food, Sarah means just the most unprocessed version of the food. In Talia terms, aka party in my plants terms, this means that the goal should always be to eat more plants and eat less crap. Crap being chemicals, refined, artificial, and processed foods. So whether you call this eating clean like Terry does in episode 7, or simply eating real food like Sarah does in episode 41, or partying in your plants like Talia says every single day, you're golden. The number 6 thing I learned was about compression bags. No, that's not some weird holistic healing thing. I had a professional traveler. Yes, that is a thing. Thanks, Instagram. But I had a professional traveler on the podcast in episode 51 to talk about traveling, obviously. And one thing she said was that compression bags are the way to roll. And since she's a lady who literally lives out of a rolling suitcase, I trust her. She said she doesn't even fold her clothes. She just uses these compression bags, which she buys off of Amazon, to smush all her clothes in really tight, remove all the air, and they'll easily fit into her suitcase. Winning. I know this isn't really about healthy living per se, but traveling is emotionally healthy, and staying not stressed while traveling is the healthiest way to travel. So there. The seventh thing I learned from my podcast guest this year is wild. Are you ready for this? All tea comes from one leaf. The tea leaf. Black, green, white, pu'er, same plant. Just different levels of drying, of toasting, of fermenting, etc. What? This was mind-blowing to me, as well as learning that you can cold brew tea by getting a mason jar or a pitcher and putting the loose leaf tea in there just with the cold water and keeping that in the fridge for at least 8 hours. Yeah. Also, one last tea thing I learned in episode 43, you can use a French press to make loose leaf tea, which excites me like cray because French presses are so cool, but I don't drink coffee, so I could never participate in their coolness, but now I can. Woohoo! Number 8 is that Ayurveda is pretty darn cool. I just said cool 1,000 times. And it's pronounced Ayurveda. The R is not silent, contrary to my previous belief. In episode number 50, Sahara Rose shared the ins and outs of this really cool and ancient system of health based on taking a personality quiz. Who doesn't love a personality quiz? And she wrote the book, The Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda. And I feel like our episode was really the idiot's episode to Ayurveda and one of my favorites of this year. Even though she told me the cold hard truth that usually what we're craving is the opposite of what our bodies truly need to be in balance. I mean, how BS is that? I love to run to blow off steam and anxiety, but really what I guess I need is calming stuff, which is really not what I crave. Psh, it's a harsh reality, but whatever. She wrote the guide. Number 9 is that thanks to Chris, the founder of Frank and Wit, I finally learned what the F beauty product parabens are. Okay? They're synthetic preservatives. That's it. And some people think they're totally safe and other people do not. I was so impressed by how his skincare product, Franklin and Whitman, which actually you can save 20% on off their site using code PARTYINMYPLANTS. I love how he decided to bypass all preservatives, which is a real challenge. Because like, how long can a product last without preservatives? Know what I mean? So what Chris does for Franklin and Whitman is make all his products without water in them, because once you introduce water, mold can form, and that's when and why you need those preservatives. So fascinating. At least I really thought it was. Number 10 is that peeps are obsessed with Elizabeth Gilbert and Abraham Hicks. You know, I always ask my guests to name a book that's inspired them in some way. And the overwhelming favorite book that people mention is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Have you read it? I've personally started it 3 times, but never really kept moving through it. But people love it. And many people also love Abraham Hicks. In fact, Sarah Britton of the incredible plant oasis that is mynewroots.org, I make fun of her for that in episode 31, she credits Abraham Hicks for really helping her powerfully create the life and the magic in her life that she has. And my dear friend Katie Dalebout mentioned the Hicks in episode 22 and talks to me about her, his, them, its confusing work and principles when we chat in real life. People love the Hicks and the Gilb. Number 11 is that, hey, other people out there besides myself desire making new friends, and that fear, stupid mother effing fear, often hold these peeps back from doing so. But as my friends and the founders of Soul Camp said in episode 40, knowing that everyone wants to make friends kind of calms that fear, because you're like, oh, wait, we're actually all in the same boat. So yeah, I'm telling you, you, me, same boat. Number 12 is something I already knew, but just want to reiterate because my friend Phoebe Lapine said it so incredibly perfectly in episode 37. She said, stress is so much worse for you than any pesticide. Yes, it's just a million times yes. She also popped a really helpful tip into that same episode, number 37, that if you're out with friends and don't want to drink, but don't want people to give you looks and I'll get all these questions about it, just say you're on antibiotics. Love it. Easy breezy, Phoebe. Number 13 has to do with yoga. And that's that bad yogis are the best yogis, in my opinion. Yoga teacher and educator Aaron Motz came on episode 36 to talk about how you don't have to do yoga perfectly to be a yogi or to be part of the crowd. She blew my mind by saying that 10 minutes every day or every other day of yoga is better than 90 minutes of yoga once a week. So good to know. She also calmed me down. I mean, you know I'm trying to love yoga, by saying that it can take a while to find a style of yoga you love. Oh, also, Cassandra Bodzak in episode 52 said the same thing about meditation. She said that it can take a while to find a style of meditation you love. So basically, my takeaway is to try dating yoga and meditation the same way you date a potential lover. I mean, you don't marry the first person you meet, right? I mean, I guess I don't know if that's what you do. And if you do, no judgment. But my advice is to not feel like you have to marry the first style of yoga or meditation you try. Up next is number 14. And speaking of marriage, I also learned by recording episode 59 that you guys don't want to shed for the wed either. Woot woot. High fives big time to striving to be our best selves every day, not just on our wedding day. And fist bump for prioritizing feeling our best above all else. Okay, the thing I learned, number 15, which again, I already knew, but kind of good to reiterate, is that fermented shit is the shit. I had a bunch of guests on the show talking about how they eat something fermented every day, and I couldn't agree more. For me, it's usually drinking kombucha or apple cider vinegar, and for others, it's sauerkraut. I still haven't tried making it on my own, even though I promised Terry Walters in episode 7 I would, but I will. But anyway, you get it into your body, fermented shit packed with those tummy-loving probiotics, the good for your gut and your immune system and your whole inner ecosystem biotics is a must-do kind of thing. Number 16 is another thing I've started doing every day, and that is shrooming. I've been shrooming every day, if that wasn't already very obvious to you. Episode 58 is all about the mushrooms and how they're way more than an ugly pizza topping. And the only magic they provide isn't just making you hallucinate in a bathtub in Amsterdam like my ex-boyfriend. They're actually insanely great for your health, particularly your immunity. Oh, and they're an adaptogen, which Terrell, the founder of Four Sigmatics, finally explained once and for all. And that is that an adaptogen is something that has the ability to help your body adapt to stress. It gives you more buffer. The adaptogen itself or the mushrooms itself don't necessarily help you. They help your body help you. Shrooms do that, hence why I'm obsessed. My bod needs all the help it can get. I mean, I work it pretty hard. We all do. Shrooms for all. And you can actually save 15% on Four Sigmatic by shopping at foursigmatic.com/partyinmyplants. Yahoo! Okay, number 17 does not have an ad interwoven in it. You're welcome for that. But that's that food really affects our face. Since I haven't had skin problems a whole ton in my life, I've been so much more focused on how food affects my farts. I mean, my stomach, but I love the alliteration with the F's. So it turns out after talking to Maria Marlowe in episode 13 and Adina Grigori, the founder of SW Basics, in episode 32, it turns out that the same foods that piss off my stomach piss off our skin. What do you know? And that, duh, eating more plants and eating less crap, which is the stuff that pisses off your skin and stomachs, is really the solution to the clear, glowing skin. Adina also loved fermented food for clear skin. See? Full circle. And finally, number 18, drum roll please. I learned in episode number 2 from my first guest, the ever-inspiralizing Ali Mafucci of Inspiralize fame. Literally, she's built a spiralizing empire. But I learned from her that you can spiralize broccoli stems, which is the best news ever because nobody likes eating broccoli stems. And I've been spiralizing them and then boiling the broccoli noodles and loving it. Yes! So there you go. There's the 18 epic things I learned from year one of the Party in My Plants podcast, aka the Hell Out of Healthy show. Like I said, the spark notes of these spark notes can be all yours to apply to your life right now at partymyplants.com/sparknotes. And like I haven't said, but now want to say, what's your biggest takeaway from this first year of the podcast? I would love to know. And I would love for you to put that answer in an iTunes review. Where's a better place to put it? I mean, come on. Please just take 2 minutes and pop into the tunes and leave a review with your number one biggest takeaway from your first year of this podcast. And you'll not only be answering the question I'm so curious about, but you'll also be helping other people discover this podcast for the first time. A double whammy and double dose of karma coming your way. Thank you so much for listening to the Party of My Plants podcast. If you've been with me since episode zero, because I'm fancy like that, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for not tuning me out the way my fiance does. And if you're new to me, then welcome. Please listen to more episodes, and I hope you won't start tuning me out like my fiance does. Lots of love going out to you and your health-seeking self, and you can find more stuff by yours truly that takes the hell out of healthy living at partyinmyplants.com. Peace. 1 year done.